This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
2011's terrifying stock market odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
In the movies, the old Hal computer didn't want to be disconnected. In today's electronically traded markets, there may be no way to turn off the robots.
Program traders, machine algorithms, billions of trades without any human intervention. Open the pod bay doors. Oh, there are no doors or escape pods this time. Once again, robots starring in a scary movie, and you have a bit part. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of robots and computers on Wall Street and global markets on this Friday, August 19th.
And those markets are at the top of the news today as they search for the bottom.
I call it crisis fatigue. And I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, every day there's something new.
That's a Wall Street trader as things take another turn for the worse this morning. European markets are down sharply at the moment and Wall Street futures point to another bad day after yesterday's sell-off. Fears of a possible U.S. recession and concern about European banks are driving the downturn, but economist Bob Bruska says there's too much anxiety in the markets right now.
There's a shift basically in perceptions about what the underlying economic paradigm is. What it means is that what people thought was going on yesterday is not what they think is going on today.
Some major companies are rethinking their paradigms this morning. Bank of America, the nation's largest bank, says it will lay off 3,500 people this quarter and more than 10,000 in the coming months. Bank of America stock is down 50% this year. And Hewlett-Packard says it will stop making smartphones and tablets and sell off its personal computer division.
Libya's rebels are at Tripoli's door this morning. They've captured an oil refinery in the city of Zawiya, just a half-hour drive from the capital, effectively cutting off the fuel supply to Tripoli. The rebels now apparently have Muammar Gaddafi surrounded, and NBC News is reporting that Gaddafi is making preparations to leave Libya with his family for possible exile in Tunisia. No guarantee Gaddafi will follow through, and no confirmation of the NBC story at this point. No let-up in Syria's crackdown on its civilians.
The military operation, the security forces operation, the killing, detention, our torture are still happening in Syria, and they're escalating every day.
The voice of a Syrian activist who spoke to our partner, the BBC, this morning. Syrian President Bashar Assad is defying calls from American and European leaders for him to step aside. There are reports of security forces firing on civilians in several cities ahead of mass protests planned after Friday prayers later today.
A coordinated attack this morning on the British Council office in Kabul. It started when a car bomb destroyed the compound's outer wall and heavily armed gunmen stormed in. A team of gunmen took over the compound, killed at least 10 people during a five-hour-long battle. The British Council is a government agency that promotes education, culture, and the arts. The Taliban says the attack marked the anniversary of Afghanistan's independence from Britain in 1919.
Could be a big shift in the U.S. deportation policy. The Department of Homeland Security announced it will focus on deporting undocumented immigrants with criminal records or who pose a threat to national security. That will mean a case-by-case review of 300,000 people who now face deportation in federal courts. Those without criminal records or deemed a threat will be allowed to apply for a work permit. The move is expected to help thousands of undocumented immigrants who came to this country as children and now want to go to college or join the armed forces. Asian and European markets are down. Futures for Wall Street are down, as we mentioned. The Dow starts at 10,990. The S&P opens at 1,140. The Nasdaq opens at 2073. Gold is on the rise, up $45 an ounce, more than 2.5%, almost 2.5% this morning. Could break $1,900 an ounce sometime this morning. Coming up this morning, your ideas on how to save the economy. Hundreds of you reaching out to us this week with your fixes. Later this hour, we'll look back and find out which ones are the most viable. But first, the markets took a tumble again Is there human intervention even possible in a globally traded electronic marketplace? We're going to take a look at the robots on Wall Street and everywhere else in just a few minutes.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.